I'm here with Ollie, who's here with Isle of Wight Pride. Ollie, why are you at the festival this year?
We always like to do the festival. It's such a fab place to be. The atmosphere is always really good, and we like to see the support and be supported at the same time.
So obviously it's Isle of Wight Pride. The event's coming up for you, isn't it?
Yes, that's 14th and 16th of July. We've got our wristbands, which I've got to save the date on, so we're selling lots of those at the moment. And lots of people making very positive noises about coming not just to the festival, but then on to Pride in a couple of weeks' time. Yeah.
Fantastic. So what sort of engagement have you had? Because obviously we've got people from all over the world here. So are they coming up? Are they talking to you? What sorts of things are they saying?
Yeah, it's all really positive. The feedback we get is great. You know, people are delighted that there is a Pride on the island. We're the only Pride that is on the beach and seafront, so that's really good. And we've had people from Liverpool engaging with us. Isle of Man, somebody was here early this morning, and they've got their own Pride as well. So yeah, it is. It's great that there's so much support there for Pride on the island. Yeah.
So we know about the big event in July each year, which is always so well supported. It's always such a spectacle and so many people, and obviously such an important event, particularly for young people maybe at the start of their journey and wanting support, wanting to talk to people. What goes on for this organisation the rest of the year?
So we do lots of events throughout the year. We do meetups and events. We've worked at the Riverside Centre. We usually have a gathering every month or 2 months or so to have socials, which are welcome to all people, people who are just starting their journey, they're questioning, and also allies. So we do lots of events throughout the year. We're planning on doing something at Christmas as well this year, because we've just had a massive change with our trustees. So we're just at the beginning of that journey ourselves as well, building on our previous success and really getting out there and doing more for the community.
Okay, so if anyone's listening to this and they'd like to get in touch and maybe speak to somebody, how can they do that? Is there a website?
Yep, so the Isle of Wight Pride website. We're also on social media, you can tweet at us or find us on Facebook. Volunteer@isleofwightpride.org is the place to email if you want to help support us and make Pride happen.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much. Now, I'm asking everybody, do you actually get to get out into the festival yourself? And if so, who are you going to go and see?
Yes, I do. We will be going to see Manic Street Preachers tomorrow at the Big Top.
Yeah, you're the first person who hasn't said Robbie Williams.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So thank you for that, because it was getting a bit monotonous, if I'm honest. So thank you so much. Have the most amazing festival. And it's
thank
so
you.
Great to see you here. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.